This is Hard Facts.
Welcome back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 2 minutes past five, and I know a lot of you are heading home after a hard day at work. And we here have a big discussion, like every other big hard fact discussion. A big hard fact today is going to be staying with the 2023 general elections. The road to 2023 is indeed a long one, but before you think about it, it's almost here, and then it's here, and then we're asking questions whether or not we have voted in the right candidates. Our guest this evening, Kaede Awokoya, is a stockbroker, but very importantly, a politician. He's once contested for office also too in the 2019 general elections. And we've been having a talk before we came in here on just how and why it's important we get this process right. And a lot of stuff has been happening. Just getting across the pages of several online media, just to be sure that even as we speak, drama still isn't unfolding. So all the parties have held primaries, and we've had some of the most incredible things happen. We've seen an aspirant move from detention to go to screening. We've seen things you cannot imagine have happened during the primaries. But Kaede Awokoya, thank you very much for joining us on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Hard Facts.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mon. Mon ami. All right. So what are the things that have struck you, you know, if you look at the high points of this period? It's still unfolding. INEC has stuff happening. I mean, they've had to extend the deadline for this season also to for the parties to submit names from an earlier date after they were pressured by IPAC. The parties are going ahead conducting primaries. You're with the Social Democratic Party also too. And things are happening also too with the other parties, but with the two parties. But I'm sure you can have an overview if you're going to describe what has been going on so far.
Well, what's been going on is that the stakes are very high for 2023 because we have lots of challenges. Mm. The economy, security, and people feel that the solution to almost all their problems is voting in the right leader. And those also who want to get into leadership for their own personal reasons also see that, well, they have to renew that tenure from those who actually own the Commonwealth.
Right.
So you see that everybody has their own objective, you know, for this season.
Mm.
So the question is, whose objective will prevail?
Mm.
And I think those who really own the Commonwealth of Nigeria need to work hard to ensure that their own objective of having a country where there's peace, where there's security, where there's economic well-being for all, goes over and above the parochial and self-serving objective of those who need power to consolidate their wealth and their feel-good factor. So in broad terms, that's what's happening. INEC, you mentioned INEC. Yes, they've been preparing. They've put guidelines out. But you know, there have been a lot of issues on the legal, the Electoral Act. And thank goodness that, you know, with other pressure groups, we were able to get some form of amendments to the electoral process, particularly allowing electronic voting, electronic transmission.
Good.
So the goalpost of winning has changed. We also are, the guidelines issued by INEC gives us at least 7 months from when candidates emerge to when we'll actually vote for them.
Right.
So it gives us opportunity to interrogate them well and put the right discourse out. And I believe that, well, you know, nothing comes easy. So if you want something and you stay persistently at it, you probably will get it. But the forces, the contending forces are there. And let's see how it goes.
Right. Let's see how it goes. Very importantly, you know, so that this doesn't evade my attention, what you talked about before we came in here, and, you know, we run campaigns here on Nigeria Info. Importantly, everyone, and just the other day, we had the director of voter education and publicity, just as the online registration, pre-registration period ended
yesterday.
And now we have the physical registration, which will end at the end of this
June.
And, you know, so we ask people, go out to vote, go out to pick up your cards, go out and ensure that the problems with your voter registration or cards is dealt with. But it appears that it's more than just voting, which is the electorate part we come to now, in deciding who becomes the candidate for the election, whether the executive or the legislature, you think there's a bigger role for the electorate beyond just voting?
Certainly there's a bigger role. And, you know, in the last 3-4 years, I've been involved with others, you know, in a group called To Better Nigeria. And we've been trying to let people know that actually the big thing is to be a member of a political party. A few people listened and have joined, but until most Nigerians who are eager to vote are also member of any political party of their fancy and participate in the process of making sure that candidates that are credible and competent emerge from parties to stand for election. By our laws, only candidates of political parties can stand for elective offices. And so, well, it's a little bit too late now. For if you've not joined a party, or if you are just joining, you are not the one that will decide who, you know, is going to be the flag bearer. For most parties, they've even concluded.
Right.
But now that the process is being concluded, the electorate now needs to ensure that it's not just, well, oh, this person is a good man or a good woman, or is from this tribe or not from this tribe, or is from this religion. But we need to even, and the media needs to help here, we need to understand what is the function of each elective office. What are the responsibilities of state legislature? What are the responsibilities of a national assembly?
Right.
What are the responsibilities of a state governor? What are the responsibilities of the president? And when we know this, according to what the Constitution has said, then what we'll be asking anybody who has emerged as a candidate, whether it's a father or mother or brother or sister or friend or colleague, is that, are you aware of your job as a state legislature or as a governor? If they say yes, tell us how you are going to perform that job. Tell us how you're going to make laws, say at the state level, for education, for healthcare, for affordable housing. These are things that are under the subnational levels. For a governor, tell me how you're going to house people in your state. If they cannot tell us how they're going to do it, listen, even if it's your, I'm even saying if it's your wife, don't vote for them. Because it means that you let them remain your husband or wife or your friend.
Right.
But you're not going to ask a medical doctor maybe to fly a plane as if he or she has learned the skills or has the competency to fly a plane. Things are very critical now, and if we tell ourselves the truth, on all spheres of economy, security, we are much worse than we were in 2019. 2019 was a lot worse than where we were in 2015. If we get any worse on the indices of nationhood, something will begin to break off somewhere, and the consequences are there. But good thing is that we have 6-7 months to ask people who have been brought up by candidates, we don't have a choice any longer, what they can do. So people need to know what is the job, what does it entail, and whether this person that says, I want to be in this office.
Right. So we get the point you make, Kaede, about the process which throws up the candidate. Because what you've seen so far with the primaries, whether with the PDP, we haven't seen the APC yet, but we have seen the expression of interest forms and the nomination forms and the huge uproar that happened with it. And some of the other parties also too that have had their selection process happen. That the people have to be part of this in even deciding who their delegates are, because this is not the first time we're having delegates choose candidate, but it appears that people have, maybe for the first time in a long while, really scrutinized how that process has gone and are absolutely shocked at the things they've seen, Kaede.
They're shocked, but there's still things they can do. So can we find out who is the delegate of Party A, Party B? I won't mention names. They are brothers or sisters or neighbors. And when we heard they were sharing some kind of big dollars, shouldn't we just say, look, I heard you, I saw that you were a delegate there. Is it true that you were offered dollars? Is it true that you received dollars? If they cannot answer us the question, we have to look at them that they are part of our problem. There's really nothing we can do about it. But actually, if we confront them and put them in the public view properly, next time that any party is going to elect delegates, those delegates will be conscious of the fact that I'm going to actually answer for my vote. Who did I vote for, and why did I vote for the person? Now, for the party that just did that over theirs over last weekend, the PDP, they did their focus on one person per local government. So I'll be interested in people who are in that local government, who are members of that party, should actually go and ask their delegates, who did you vote for? Why did you vote for? We heard you collected money. Is it true? If we don't put that kind of pressure and accountability on them and actually laugh, you know, I've seen lots of things on social media, but until I verify, I never say that they are facts.
Yeah.
But we've seen things of somebody buying a car, you know, all the jokes about it. These things, we shouldn't joke about them. It's illegal and criminal to offer money to vote or to receive money to be voted for. That's it. And, you know, if we laugh over the fact that criminal activities are taking place in the public view and we are laughing over it, those who perpetrate those crimes, they are going to perpetrate much more crimes against the state, and we're all going to suffer for it. So what we have seen is such that there's really no internal democracy, and this is where I'm calling on INEC to up its game by creating some standard. I know, as a participant, that INEC don't want to register more parties. But can they put more focus on the existing parties? Now, which of the parties has a register of members, an authentic register of members? Almost very few. Maybe out of 18, maybe no more than 4 or 5. They may say they have, but it's a register they just bring up, and I daily use the word, cook up.
Why is it important?
If you don't know who is a member of a party, then those who are meant to vote, who are only supposed to be members of the party, we don't know who they are. Yes, you introduced me as a stockbroker. You know what? These members of all public companies in Nigeria are known every day. After the trades on the stock exchange today,
right,
who owns what shares, what quantity, their telephone numbers, their addresses, they are known. With the depository, CSCS, they are known. So tomorrow, if the company calls a general meeting or an ad hoc general meeting,
right,
those who will be admitted to vote and take decisions for that company, they are known. So why can't political parties do that? Why can't INEC ensure that for you to be a political party, you must have a register of members, an authentic one that we can verify well ahead, and it should be a continuous thing.
On that basis,
then the foundation for which people, you know, they are basing all their democratic activities is a sure and firm foundation. Tell you what, if by the time campaign starts,
right,
if you go to a rally today by Party A, you see 5,000 people. By tomorrow, Party B, you'll see 4,000 of those 5,000 people you saw today.
Right.
Because party membership is more like somebody that shows up.
Right.
And somebody, you know, that is giving money to do something. So, you know, it's very important, you know, among other things, that aspect that I just mentioned. So if we want to make sure that the laws that we have really work for us, the environment that they must operate, that will work, must be put in place.
Right. In case you just joined us on 99.3 Nigeria Info, we're having a great discussion, around the 2023 general election, the road to 2023. We have Kaide Awokoya. He's a politician, but in his other life, he's a stockbroker. And we're watching Kaide all this while as he's been able to also get into the space also too and try and see what is exactly wrong and how to make the system work better. And real big discussion we're having. You go on WhatsApp and send us messages, 0809 597-5805. Again, 0809 597-5805. If you've got any questions, you've got any contributions for us, we'd love to hear from you. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM, at Awogo Obo. Send us comments and we'll talk to you. We'll also open the phone lines at some point in time where you can have your chance to say what you think on this conversation around how to choose the right candidates. And we've begun with the party, where the intra-politics is going on and how these candidates emerge. And quite a number of things we've seen which need to be either thrown out of the window and reworked, but it will require men and women of goodwill to be involved in the politics in the first instance, rather than be on the sidelines to make it happen. One question, Kaide, we've often asked, and even I remember during the 2019 election, even while you came in and we're grilling the candidates, had to do with especially the other parties. Some call them the new parties, but the ones who are the ruling parties that have candidates or elected officials, either the executive or the legislature, people have tend to identify those things as structure. It's a question they ask them. What structure do you have? They actually mean, do you have people at the state assembly? Do you have people at the federal assembly? Do you have people at the executive? Do you have local government chairmen or councillors across the 774 local government areas? Is what people mean by. And many of the parties don't have that, or even they're vying for office, don't have candidates who are vying for those sort of things. And the reason why they ask the question many times is to say, if, for example, you have a so-called third force candidate emerge, take, for example, in the presidency, how will he be able to govern without the support of his party at the legislative level? So talk to us about this structure thing and why it's so difficult to even think about it in the way it should be in a normal democratic setup.
Thank you. You know, some things are created in our minds by those who are in office now to make something like a myth and make us to throw away our hope. Well, I did mention earlier that it was much more important for people to be members of political parties. So I agree with you. If you want to make any impact, you should be, you know, politics is local. You should be part of a political party, stay with the party and run for a little while and try and sell what you can do to the electorate. Well, however, you know, in our winner takes all politics, those who are currently in office, they create that myth. And so those who otherwise will have stayed to build their politics local are enticed that, look, come and jump into our ship. This is big enough. This umbrella is big enough. This is big enough to accommodate everyone. And some get tempted to jump the ship. Now, when they do that, they now find out that, look, listen, you are going to subject yourself to the rules and how they behave in those places. So a third force, it's possible, maybe not at the first trial, but after that first trial, a second or third time. Don't forget that the current president, he tried like four times. So he was like a third force. But the key thing is not to give up your hope and aspiration, staying on your principles. And perhaps you will find those who believe also in your ideal. The other thing, when I said politics is local, is that people have to take control of some territory. So maybe even for the third force, the immediate objective might not, you will vie for presidency, but you are not that you're not hoping to win it, but if you don't win it, you should have gotten some state assembly seats in some parts of the country. You should have gotten maybe some national assembly seats. And from there, you'll be spreading your tentacles. Then you can now bring together all these seats that you have in different places. It could be in different parties to form a very good coalition.
Right.
But the message I want to send out is that let the third force begin this race. If the third force is Peter Obi or whoever it is at presidency level, let those who believe in him, having interrogated him, whether he can answer the questions that are facing us at the presidential level, let them give him all their support. If as the votes will actually show the backing that you have, believing that the votes will count. And everybody can now assess after the election. And you know, the beauty is that if people believe that their votes will count, we will be shocked actually about how many people believe in the cause. So, yes, structure that is will be mentioned. Listen, those who are in office, they don't have any structure. The big parties, the structure they have is that there's a big man governor, there's a big man leader. When they call a meeting, they give them money. That's the structure. That's the structure that they sell. But it's actually the reverse.
Right.
The reverse structure is that people who are looking for handouts should go and form or join a party at the ward level, contribute to that party at the ward level consistently. The party will make impact both at the ward and local government level. And with the passage of time, that party will make an impact. And some, I mean, Abga in the East, last couple of years, that's kind of what they did. ACN somewhere in the West here, that's what they did. You started, but they are the head start because in almost all cases, apart from Anambra,
right,
they had already somebody in office who just changed party from one party to the other. But Abga in the East is the classic case. When they won the Anambra election, I don't think they had any governorship candidate. But from there,
right,
they were able to expand their ideology. So it's possible.
Very true. We've seen that happen. And in the Western Hemisphere, we've also seen that happen. But that's when the coalition, which is the point I'm going to come to you next in terms of all the other parties being able to come together, because it looks like the only logical way in which you can have the so-called third force happen, it cannot be one party. It will have to be a coalition of several other parties that have strengths in several areas. But I'll come to, if you've got questions, send a number of you trying to send messages on WhatsApp. I'll come to those comments on WhatsApp and get your thoughts on this very important conversation. And those of you sending messages on something else, I see what you're sending also to. But rather than bombard the WhatsApp, you can do us a post. In this case, you allege your fraud, which is different from what we're talking about here. But since I see you are bombarding the WhatsApp, so you don't continue bombarding. I see you, and I hear you also too. Put it all in one statement so I can have a look at it, and then we can then address it, those of you who are alleging a fraud that has happened, so I can see you guys. So please put that in one message. And we can deal with it rather than people sending messages here and there. I know they came in a group and said, let's just bombard Agogo and this thing that has happened to us. So please do that, and then we can take it up with this allegation you're saying. But someone is asking a question here, Kayode. He says that, I am Oluwa Seyi. I want to ask that delegates collect money from those who offer the money and then vote for their conscience. This also happens during our general election. It's national cake, take and smile. This sort of thing, you in the politics also too, is it practical?
Let's be honest, it's not.
Hmm.
You see, the body and the mind is a little bit scientific and emotional.
Right.
So look at a child. If you just give a child, you know, you went to a house, you gave a child a gift. Hello, how are you? Oh, have this, you know, have this biscuit, have this, you know. If you went out, then you suddenly forgot something inside the house and you knocked the door and the child was at the door. Who is it? Once he or she hears your voice, they open the door and they give you a warm embrace. Once you have accepted a gift from somebody, the natural tendency of being objective with the person is slightly diminished. You know, it's slightly diminished. So, yes, it may look like, oh, you don't know what happens, but I'm saying the truth.
Right.
We have been accepting the gifts, and we have ended up voting for the people, and we've also gotten worse. So that theory of accept it but vote for somebody else, you know, we in the election in Anambra that brought Professor Soludo, I was seeing on social media that there was a woman who was so much offered, and she said, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you know, and she did it publicly. But somebody was videoing her.
Right.
And I think the former governor, you know, made a meal out of it, rewarded her.
Right.
But she was saying that, look, I don't need your money. You can't be asking that, oh, take this money, I'll vote for you. You should tell me what you're going to do. Or the problems I've been having in the last 4 years, eight years, 12 years. You are the one in charge. Why haven't you solved it? Those are the conversations that we should, and we should put pressure along that line. We have seen, from 1999 up to now, 22, 23 years, next year will be 24. The practices we have is enough time to assess whether the practice is working. So the practice of collect money, vote your conscience. No. If you let the person know that, look, if you don't perform, you will not remain in office. Or if we don't think you will perform, we will not put you in the office, no matter my relationship with you. And people get that message. What will happen is that those who can actually perform in the offices will offer themselves. What we have now, those who can perform in office, when they offer themselves, they are told a lie that, oh, it doesn't have structure. It doesn't know how to win election.
Right.
How else do they win an election than you tell the people that what you can do?
All right.
And the people give you a chance.
All right. Kaida, okay, I'm going to put you on the pause and we can go on a quick break. We come back, we continue our journey. We'll be halfway on this journey on how to choose the right candidate. Many of you have got questions for him. 0809-0908-5875 is the number to send messages on. We'll be right back.
This is hard. Hard Facts.
Welcome back on your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And such a big discussion we're having. And how time flies when you're having a conversation as this one. Kaide Awokoya, politician, stockbroker. He's not running for office, unfortunately, this time around. He's part of the SDP. And those of you asking whether he's running for office, he says, no, I'm not running for office. So send us those messages on WhatsApp. 0809-597-5805. I'm going to go to the phone lines early so I can get in as many calls, comments, and questions you can have for him too. So the number to call, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. This has been streamed on Facebook and YouTube, so you can watch live the conversation. The number for female callers also too is 01465-7190. You can call this with the other line and we will be with you. So let me get on WhatsApp, Kaide, and see. We've got some questions here.
Thank you.
This is Peter Yorinde. He's asking, good evening. Can I join a party here in Lagos with me being from Oyo State, even though I have a permanent address here in Lagos? I've seen the form of a party of my choice demanding my state and local government of origin. Is it better that I go to my LGN ward in Oyo State to register for a party, or should I stay in Lagos and claim where my father comes from, or should I claim where I wish to spend most of the years of my life? So many questions, but I'm sure there's one single answer to the question.
Maybe not one single answer. I will recommend to anyone, join a party where you're ordinarily resident.
Mm.
So if he's a resident in Lagos,
yeah,
He should join a party here because this is where he's contributing. Where he stays is where he is known.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, he's a he.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, when you want to join a party in your ancestral home,
yes,
you don't live there. You may not be up to date with the issues around there.
Right.
So you may not be able to contribute most objectively,
right,
when it comes to leadership issues.
Mm.
But the choice is his, but it's more advisable where you live,
right,
to join a party in that locality, in that ward. He should,
right,
look for the ward head of the party that interests him,
mm,
and he should go and join the party where he lives.
Good.
Where he spends most of his life.
Excellent. Rati from Alaba writes, Peter Yorinde, I hope you got the answer to your question. Rati from Alaba writes that, can you give us an insight about delegates, because I really want to know what delegate means. It's a good question, I have to say.
Delegate, that word means something has been given to you to do. It's from the other angle of you delegate something.
Right.
So you could say there is a delegator.
Mm.
And the delegate is the delegatee, you know, if I want to put something. So the delegate is actually going to represent the wishes of his constituents, of,
mm,
or her constituents.
Mm.
It's a great fiduciary position.
Mm.
Right? I'm just from Abuja, and we just from a congress of our own part of the party.
Mm.
I'm a delegate from Lagos. I went to represent the issues concerning my own constituency.
Mm.
And whoever was going to be in any national office or a candidate, I would see how that person was going to perform well on the issues that are important to my constituents.
Mm.
So the delegate is not there for himself or herself.
Right.
It's actually to cast a vote that represents the wishes of his or her constituents. But here is the problem.
Good.
Before that delegate emerges,
right,
most, if not all, of the constituents extort money from the delegates. Oh, you are going to represent us.
Mm.
Give us money.
Mm.
Now, if you say you would not give them money, many a times they'll say, okay, no, we don't want you to represent us.
Mm.
Some that borrow sense will say, look, we already know what you're doing for us. In fact, we want you to represent us, and only you will allow to represent us. So what the problem we actually have is that from the ward level, the ward delegate that emerged had to be extorted from him or her,
mm,
by the members of their party. So from the ward level, when they also vote for a local government, delegate,
right,
they also extort money from the person that will emerge. Mm. So somebody who has not too much conscience, and you don't even expect the person, you may not expect, except somebody whose personal convictions are strong.
Yes.
If people have extorted money from you, you are looking forward to the next person that you will extort money from.
Mm.
But actually, monies should not be changing hands.
Right.
You should be looking for who ordinarily will represent the interests of my ward, of my local government.
Mm.
We are delegating, because everybody cannot go there.
Right.
We are delegating our powers to you.
Mm.
Please go and use it for our benefit. So that's really the concept of a delegate in a party structure.
All right, Ratty. I hope you got a response to your question. And not become the extortionist, but the one who will do the work. So let's get to the phone lines and hear what you say. So, Kaida, maybe we'll take the first four questions, comments, and then you can react, and we get the next batch, and we go to WhatsApp, and we do back and forth.
That will be fine.
All right. So everyone just got a minute so that we can take in as many responses as quickly as possible. Sorry about that. Do call back. Hello and good evening.
Good evening.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Wally. I'm calling from Ibeji.
All right, Wally. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, good job you are doing over there. Thank you. I have two questions, actually, to the man that is there at the studio.
Right.
I think your political party is LDP.
Yes, it is.
Okay, sir. In Bejuleki here, for example, where can we actually get your office? I mean, your political office. So that people, because this PDP, APC, and the way it's going, it's like the thought for that to come together. And I have friends, my very self, that would like to, hit ground and belong to something that can, even though it's not of immediate, I think we know we have a future.
Oh, so, all right. Thank you.
You got
a second question. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, the second question is this. How do we help some of us, particularly, in this our area here? You register, you do all the annex as you to do. But when you come to the time of collecting your PVC, you will parade and parade and parade and parade and parade. You discover that card will not come out.
What has been the major reason why the card hasn't come out from your investigation?
They told me in 2018, I paraded INEC office through. What they told me is omitted PVC. Okay. I feed parade the place, following here and there. The card didn't come out. What some of my friends were saying that, as at that time, it's possible that some of those people have hijacked that card and make use of it.
All right. So,
I've gone to INEC office to go and correct it this time around. So, waiting that I will be able to get the card when they started bringing it. Good. And we have other people.
I'll bring this point up with Mr. Aluko. He's the INEC director of voter education and publicity, and this is a conversation we're going to have on Friday on Public Square between 4 and 5 p.m. So I want you to listen in then, and I'll throw this question over to him about the difficulty in collecting cards. But thank you very much for your observations. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, Chief Ovo, good evening, sir.
Great to have you join us.
Yeah, Mr. Kayode, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Kayode.
Yes, I'm with you.
My question to you now, is it not possible for we the other, we are not a party members, but we have our voter card. Is it compulsory that we must vote for whoever these two major parties present to us? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Question, Chris.
Because they say they have structure.
Mm.
Then if we have the third force, maybe you go to the most remote whatever in my village, you don't have office, but your name, your party listing is in the ballot, right?
Right.
Can't I ask my people to vote for social party?
All right, great point you make there, and
see what you later.
All right, we'll take the last one before we get there. Kindly turn down the volume of your device so we can hear you clearly.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my name is Boniface. I'm calling from Janiki.
All right, Boniface, go ahead, please.
Yeah, see, I actually have a voter's card. I was living in Festac, so I registered there. It got to a time I relocate. Now, they ask us to update and transfer this. I've done that online, but it's not going through. And I've made all effort to see how I can transfer so that I can vote. Because the truth is that If I'm not able to transfer it, I cannot vote. I'm looking at it that they are doing it deliberately to deny some of us who are willing to go out and take the pain to queue and make sure we partake and do what is required of us. All because right. The way the nation is going, if we don't take this pain to make sure we vote in the right people, things will continue to go wrong.
All right.
And the future of our children will be trading with just 1 hour or 3 hours pains.
All right, Boniface, thank you very much. And I promise to bring this up also before INEC on Friday afternoon. So I've got 2 points. I also make sure that that conversation we have on Friday will be a people's conversation. So I just will introduce Mr. Aluko, Director of INEC Voter Education and Publicity, and I will open the phone line so that you can then begin to ask him those questions, which is what I've also told Rotimi that will happen on Friday. So please, between 4 and 5, let's talk with INEC. So, Kaira Wokoya.
Yes, I made a note of the question. So I'll start with the last caller. It's possible to transfer, and when you start the process on your phone, you have to go to the INEC office that is nearest to you.
Good.
They will generate a particular code and do a printout for you. Now, they will tell you to check back when your card is ready. Now, if you transfer your polling booth, then is a new voter's card is going to be printed for you. You can't use your old voter's card, but they'll complete the process, generate a code, give you the printout, probably even ask you to take a picture of it from your phone. Fortunately, I even just moved my own particular polling unit because I moved residence.
Okay.
And I'm just, so whatever I'm saying something very practical, and I've gone through it. And I must say, if you're having a problem at Ijaniki or at Festac, I can vouch, well, all INEC offices I believe are working.
Right.
But the one at Igbo Efon in Lekki here is working very well.
So how long did this process take you?
When I walked in, it did not take more than 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I've referred people there too on the same thing.
Right.
And that was their testimony because most of it is also done on your phone. While you are there, you just come in, you go, you click on the link, you put in the information that you have, and you know, you take your own picture with your phone. And so once you have a smartphone, actually, honestly, it shouldn't take more than 30, 40 minutes till that time they will print out the paper for you. That paper is what you will exchange for your new voter's card. So you shouldn't despair. I don't think they are trying to exclude anyone. So maybe if you've not visited an INEC office, please go to the one nearest to you. And I'm saying, telling you that if for any reason you were not having much joy, if you can't, if you don't mind to transport yourself to go from the INEC office, at least in my LGA here, they're working very well on that. Now, by way of, is it compulsory for us to vote for parties? As at now, INEC has 18 parties. And as long as they provide candidates, you have a right to vote for the candidate of any party. And just to give you an inkling of how the process will work so that you will know who is actually representing which party, there will be a time where the particulars of all the candidates for the parties will be pasted on a notice board in all the LGAs of the country. You will actually see the forms that were filled by candidates. All their credentials that they said they had or they don't have, you will see it. So you have the, everything they filled in the form to INEC that you are not aware of, is going to be pasted in the public glare for you. So you're going to have some first-hand information on who those candidates are and their pedigree. And it forms a basis for which you can, you know, interrogate them further and make a decision who is actually who you think will represent you best.
Wasili from Ikorodu also talks about what you mentioned about the transfer of card. He did it in Ikorodu and it was seamless. So go ahead, Kaj.
Yes, so I mean, you know, INEC is working concerning that. Now for PVC collection, I will just advise the person who, if he's still having problem from 2018, let him go to the next INEC office to him. The exact detail, you see, a lot of electronic work has been done on this thing. So once he has his, if he ever had a voter's card number, once it is called up, everything about his history is known.
Right.
And they can help to actually either start a new process or complete the process that he may have started.
Right.
Now, yes, we have a rep in Ibeju Lekki that can contact you. But if I leave a phone number with you for which you can send a WhatsApp, 080-550-25101. the person that wants to know how you can be part of SDP at Ibejuleki, right, send a WhatsApp to that number, and I'll have you directed to the rep in that locality.
Right.
Thank you.
I guess you can also go on social media. They probably will have all the information there too, for you to make do with. So we can do... oh boy, time is flying. I do one more call. I go on WhatsApp and take about two messages, and then let's see. And I mean, Kade has done great work. I mean, I'm not sure the INEC official would have done as good. But that's why we're partners in this entire civic space. One more call. Hello and good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Tunde. I'm calling from VI.
Say that again.
My name is Tunde. I'm calling from VI.
All right, Tunde, go ahead.
Please, I've not yet done my voter's card, but the question I wanted to ask, because twice I went to Badagry because of this thing, I went to the INEC office twice and I could not get it. So how can I going to do to, how can I do from VI to go and collect it from the Badagry, or which one can I do?
Which means, have you registered or you want to collect your card? Which of the groups are you in?
See, I was doing this online, it's not working, so I need to go there direct to go and just...
You'll have to go physical, and you have just this month to make it happen. People have got to be patient and have to work with the system. I know a lot of people go to those places, they wait for 1 hour, I have to run and do my work. And
thanks for taking that answer, you know.
Okay.
The timelines for online is gone.
It's gone, so they have to go physically now.
Yes.
I did the online transfer, successful, but I did not get any sleep. What will I do, says Joseph. Okay.
Immediately, if it was successful, you need to go to the INEC office.
Yes.
Then they'll pick it up from there,
mm-hmm,
and complete the process that generates a piece of paper and a reference number,
yes,
for your transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the reference number that has been generated, and something will be printed for you. I have mine, and as a backup, I took a picture of it.
Right.
So when it's ready, and most of the INEC offices, when you go there, they put contact telephone numbers,
yeah,
that are actually working.
Right.
I know the one for Etiosa works.
Mm.
So you can call them to know when your card is ready so that you don't go up and down and waste time.
Mm. All right. A lot of interesting comments. I will take the money from the politician and vote, but I will vote my conscience, is what Daniel from Ikeja says. It's a rolling conversation, and this journey towards getting the right candidate is one we all have to get ourselves involved. Get your closing thoughts, Kaide Owokoya, in great sport today.
The stakes are high. That's what I said at the beginning.
Mm.
We should not listen to what the politicians are telling us. We are the owners of the country. We are the shareholders of Nigeria. We will only put in office the people that catch our fancy.
Mm.
Let's interrogate those who have emerged as candidates from all the 18 political parties, get the publicly available information concerning them, and make sure that we vote not on the basis of sentiment, not on the basis of the lies that have been given us. This person has structure. He has been at it for 5 times, 6 times.
Mm.
Let's vote on character and competency.
Mm.
Your own future, the future of your children, the future of your unborn children and grandchildren is very, very much at stake. And let's not, you know, you were saying earlier, we know what SEFA was to Naira 5 years ago,
yeah,
8 years ago.
Mm.
Always some very huge numbers. Now it's almost 1-to-1.
Mm.
So it means that actually, if you don't have competent people in your leadership position, your standard of living will be on the reverse. And you really don't want that. There's no sentiment about this now. Let's go out, look out for credible candidates that have emerged. It's too late to bring them out, and vote only those who we feel can work for our interest.
Absolutely. And it's a great way for us to end the conversation with Kaide Owokoya, a politician, a stockbroker. He's got several hats, public affairs analyst, and we could go on and on. And I guess we can bring Kaide back again when we have a talk around the coalition of the other parties, the third force, and just how to make a coalition work. By the way, this current administration is a coalition, but it's a coalition of parties which haven't quite fused together into a common ideology.
Coalition just to grab power.
Grab power, exactly. At the top of the hour, we have the news, and after the news, We'll have some other information very important for you to get for yourself. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Awo Obo. Let's talk.